Hey guys, welcome to Crime, the rest is history. And before moving on to today's episode, I would suggest everybody to listen to the disclaimer. So did you know that one of the most prolific serial killers of the 18th century in Indian history was none other than Thug Biram? The leader of Thuggee cult, whose name is recorded in the Book of Guinness World Records for killing 931 victims. Nicknamed as King of Thugs, was not just any Thuggee, but also a robber and the most notorious Thuggee of the 18th century. Born in the year 1765 in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh, India. In his childhood, Biram was quite shy and was quite reluctant to mix up with others. Later, he became friends with one of the notorious thugs, Syed Amar Ali, who was 25 years older than him. Syed Amar Ali is the only person who introduced Biram in the world of Thuggee and also made him the head of Thuggee. According to the sources, during his initial days of Thuggee, Biram was also accompanied by a female thug named Dolly, but later on, both got separated. By the age of just 10, Biram had started killing and terrifying the people with his crimes. He started robbing and thugging at age of 25. Sources also confirmed that Biram also used to keep a yellow handkerchief with himself, in which he used to put a coin in order to calmly strangle his victims to death, so that he could loot them all. He had a group of nearly 200 thugs, due to which the territory of central states of India had become terrified. The impact of Biram and his gang was so much that people usually had to change their ways. Biram and his group used to talk in different code languages. Ramos is a word which was used by them before assaulting their victims. As per traditions, he, along with his group, did not use to kill women, Fakris, Muslim Safi, musicians, leapers, and Europeans. They usually attacked traders, tourists, and pilgrims in a mysterious way. Biram's popularity had been spread to England. Therefore, Britishers sent their 5 investigation team to Jabalpur for his investigation. But after an intense examination, they could come out with only one name of a thug, and that's Biram. Biram killed all those investigators who had been sent by the Britishers, and thereafter the British government had to send a soldier named William Henry Sleelman to India for the further investigation. In 1822, Sleelman was made a magistrate of district Narispur of Madhya Pradesh. In order to collect Biram's information, Sleelman had to move from one city to another, but he did not get any information. In between, Lord William Bentinck was appointed as Governor General of India. He gave full freedom to investigators to reveal all the information. Bentinck also equipped the team of investigators with security forces. Sleelman had got an intimation about Syed Amar Ali's location. Thereafter, Britishers reached to his house, but until then, Syed has absconded from there, and as a result, his mother and another family members had been arrested by the Britishers. In 1832, after a lot of inquiries, Syed Amar Ali gave a clear information about Biram to the Britishers. Thereafter, He surrendered for the sake of his family. And finally, in 1838, Biram was also arrested. After the arrest, Biram revealed that he, along with his group members, had killed nearly 931 victims with the help of a halo and kerchiefs and coins, of which 150 were well killed by Biram himself. After narrating the stories of his crime, the other members of his group were also arrested by the Britishers. In 1840, Biram and his gang were executed by a hanging tree in Jabalpur, and Silman gave concession to Biram's new gang members by sending all of them to Jabalpur's reformatory. Village Salambabad in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh has been named after the British soldier William Henry Salman, and memorial has also been built in the memory of Salman. Biram and his group was a devotee of goddess Kali, and the ritualistic killings were done in her honor. In 2005, Mike Dash published a book, Thug, the True Story of India's Murderous Cult, on the biography of Biram. In 2018, a Hindi film, Thugs of Hindustan, was released and produced by Aditya Chopra and starring Amir Khan and Amitabh Bachchan in lead roles. Amir Khan's role in the film is slated to be inspired by Thug Biram. Thug Biram was 75 years old at the time of death, and the cause of death was sentenced to death. So guys, then are we or are our ancestor one of the Thuggy that belong to Thug Birams or our neighbors? That remains a mystery. So guys, stay tuned for another upcoming mystery or another upcoming crime. This is Crime, the Rest is History, and this is your host, Lavanya Zeus. Adios!